producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. You know, all the marijuana that we see now with the marijuana cards and all on television, you see that a lot in the news reports, reading about it. Well, there's a new government survey saying now that more teens are smoking pot than they are cigarettes. So we've been trying to get them off the cigarettes. Now they're switching over to marijuana. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported Thursday that 23% of high school students said they recently smoked marijuana, while 18% said they had smoked cigarettes. The survey asked teens about a variety of risky behaviors, and for decades, the number of teens who smoke has been on the decline, but marijuana use has fluctuated and recently rose. I wonder why. At times, pot and cigarette smoking were about the same level. But last year marked the first time marijuana use was considerably greater. An earlier survey by the University of Michigan also found that pot smoking was higher. A Michigan expert said teens today apparently see marijuana as less dangerous than cigarettes. It's interesting, though. And it's interesting to watch how our kids react to what goes on in the media and with what gets legalized and what we tend to tolerate. So it'll be interesting to see in the future how this goes, because I just think it's, I wish we could eliminate that altogether. And until we make some greater stands, I believe, as a society, I don't think that's going to change. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Our quote for the day comes from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. And that is true. Have no passion for what you do. Don't get excited. No one else will either. I can assure you of that. Joan, we're going to kick it off with you. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Acey. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
There's been a last couple of years I've pretty much thought I was crazy. I started smoking, I think, when I was about 8 years old. And
wow.
Up until 2003, I was smoking 2 or 3 packs a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Back in October of 2003, I took a drug. I don't know if I can say it on the air or not. But I took a drug, and it lets you smoke for a week, and then it makes it so you're sick and you don't smoke anymore. And the drug worked. I quit smoking. But shortly after that, I started having this sense of smoke. I seemed to smell smoke outside, in the house, wherever I was smelling smoke continually. It didn't bother my taste. It was just I smelled smoke continually. And I would tell my family, I'm smelling smoke. I said, my house is going to catch on fire some night, and I'm not even going to know it because I smell it all the time. And shortly after that, then I started losing my sense of taste. Now, I just turned 56 this past Monday. So, and I'm really nervous, and I want to apologize for that. But
it's okay.
What I'm about to tell you, makes, and you had no ventilation, I have smelt that for the last 2 weeks. It, my food tastes like it, and I smell it. And I just want to know, is there something wrong? Is there something that I can do for that?
Have you been to see a doctor yet?
No, because I was hoping it would pass, but it's continually getting worse. I stay dizzy, sick at my stomach, and it is very, very strong. It wakes me up out of a sound sleep, I use perfume. I've even put Vicks VapoRub in my nose, you know, to try. And it is making me sick. I can't eat. I can't sleep because of this smell. And like right now, I have it very, very bad. I have no taste. I can't taste anything. I can't smell anything but that smell. And that's been about 2 weeks.
Do you drink, do you have well water where you live?
I have city water.
City water, okay. A lot of times if you have a buildup of copper in the body, and it, sometimes it can get rid of the, because copper is the opposite of zinc, and when you have a zinc deficiency in the body, it can cause you to lose your taste. And so by building up zinc levels, that can help kind of replenish that. Now, when you lost your when your smell and all that began to change, did you get sick at all? Like, did you have a really bad cold or a virus that lasted maybe a couple of weeks? Did you ever remember going through something like that that correlated?
No, the only thing that happened, it was shortly, just a few weeks after I stopped smoking. It started, and my friends would say, you know, it's got something to do. And my husband even thought that it was because I was wanting to smoke. But it went on for a couple of years. And it would come and go. And when it was strong, it was like a fire. It wasn't just smelling smoke. It was fire, a real blazing, hot, smoky fire. And I had gotten rid of it. I thought, well, I've worked myself out of it, and I'm fine. Then when I went through this cancer on the leg, like I said, I didn't have to have chemo. I had the staff, and I had to use a wound back and all of that stuff. It went away. I hadn't had it since 2010. And then here about 2 weeks ago, this started. And when I take in a breath, it burns the back of my nose. It burns my throat. It's like you're in a room and you've gotten a hold of a gas. You know what I'm saying? How it would tickle your nose and burn. That's exactly what it is. And it's making me, I stay sick at my stomach.
Here's number one. I would definitely go to your family doctor and have them take a look. Okay, let them do some blood work. I think that would be wise just to see if there's anything going on inside. And there's several tests that they can run. All right. The other thing is that it could be involving is, of course, the olfactory nerve, which controls our sense of smell. It's one of the cranial nerves. There are cranial techniques that osteopathic physicians can do. That's a DO. Some chiropractic physicians can do that as well. Well-trained in that, can do a good job. And sometimes there might be an issue within the nervous system that could be causing some of this. Because remember, the olfactory nerve is a big key to your sense of smell. And so if it's not working that well for whatever reason, maybe there's an issue in the area. I mean, they can evaluate that, take a look at that. But you want to get that checked out. And again, it sounds like it might be a cranial nerve issue. So I would go to the doctor and start going down the path of letting them look at it, maybe getting to a specialist, let them look a little bit deeper and do some testing. But it can be nutritional related. It could be structural related, meaning that there could be something simple going on that could be corrected. But I know it's challenging. I know it's scary. And I know that you're in a place where you want to be normal and have everything working great. And I understand that. I'm glad you quit smoking. That's a big victory. It really is. But it could be just something very simple that the physician can help you with. And I think it'd be smart to go see them. I mean, I've got ideas, but I think it'd be wise to get the blood work and all that done and some of the other testing so they can see. And you might need to go see a neurologist, too, if it's having to do with the cranial nerve. But keep me posted. But the big thing is, don't worry. I know they're going to find an answer.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
A Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
America's Health Coach here to tell you about the miraculous recovery of one man's death sentence in 1749. 160 spas were set up throughout Switzerland, Austria, and Germany to dispense this life-giving elixir called Fresh Raw Whey. The renowned benefits of the Whey Cure, they called it, brought emperors, princes, and aristocrats from all around Europe to be healed of their ailments or simply to improve their health. Fresh Liquid Whey has a track record of helping people with liver insufficiency, indigestion, bloating, arthritis, gout, high cholesterol, and even high blood pressure. Now you can obtain the power of Fresh Raw Whey in One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first in that it brings you specially processed whey to preserve the proteins in their correct non-denatured shapes. Combine this with Tesla-like energy enhancements, and you have an amazing protein power food that may dramatically improve the quality of your life. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email, and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And don't forget our wellness provider network, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. So if you're wanting to know about nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, all this wellness-based care, then you can go online, getwellproviders.com. Check it out. Kyle in Beaumont, Texas. What's better for losing weight, running or walking? Kyle, the number one, I guess, item or move that you can make toward your health would be changing your diet. It really is. So just so you know that, I'm going to answer this question, but first and foremost, 80% minimum of you getting to the desired weight that you're looking for is what you put in your body food-wise every single day. It comes down to portion. It comes down to quality of the foods that you're putting in, the right ratios, and you really need someone to walk you through that. My book does some of that and does it very well, but it's always good to have a coach or a provider that can walk you through that too. Okay. Now, running or walking for losing weight. For exercise, it just depends. I mean, I like a couple things. I like mixing it up. I think walking is great, but I also think running is great. Short burst of exercise has been proven to be as effective as longer term forms of exercise. So they're both beneficial. They shorter term, like when you run or run sprints or run stairs, raises growth hormone levels and testosterone levels. So it can make a big difference in the way that you feel and also in your overall body mass index. So that can play a big role. So I say my answer to that is mix it up, because you always want to keep your body guessing. The more you do that, the more really effect you're going to have on your body overall. It's going to make a big difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking the call there.
Sure.
I was going to ask, I was on, might as well say, methadone for like 6 years. Went to rehab, didn't work too well. Now I've been taking Suboxone for a while. What would be the best method to actually get off anything like that?
Do you not have a doctor that's working with you on that?
Well, you might as well say yeah and no.
What do you mean?
Well, I do go to the doctor and get the medicine, but don't get enough of it, I guess you can say.
Okay, I got it. So, you want to try to do this on your own?
Yeah, it's got to be done one way or another, yes, sir.
Can you not go to the doctor, though, and just have them walk you through it? You not feel comfortable?
Not really. I mean, I've tried it. It's just horrible. There's got to be a better way.
There's not. And I wish I could tell you that, but there's not. It's brutal. And that's why it's really good to have a doctor that can, I mean, even if you got to go meet with them weekly, whatever you got to do. It's not easy, man. I mean, the withdrawals and everything and the pain that goes along with it is really tough. So has anyone recommended anything to you yet and you just didn't like the idea of what they told you?
To get what you would say, lower dose and, you know, just take this or what's hard to explain, say 2-3 strips a day and then, you know, try to work a month on just half a trip a day. I don't know. I guess it's hard to explain unless you're actually...
It's not hard to explain. You taper down is the way you do it. But that's why you need a doctor to have you do it. You need to have a doctor do that with you. Listen, man, you'll find, if you will look, I would go visit with three doctors, okay? Pick three doctors that do not work in the same group. Totally different doctors. And I would go meet with them, have a consultation, pay for the office visit, and sit down with them and tell them where you are and what you want to do. Okay? Tell them what your goals are. Tell them how you want to do it. And let them all tell you what they, you know, what their thoughts are. That's going to be your best bet, because you definitely don't want to do it on your own. You definitely don't want to just have me give you or mention some kind of schedule to you and you just go for it. You need to have someone that you can walk with, because you just never know what's going to happen, how the body's going to react. And you need someone hands-on there with you to really be able to kind of go to that next level. What made you get on this? Is it recreational or what?
What was it?
Well, what was the reason that you got on the methadone?
Well, it started out with OCs, you know,
yeah.
And then went to that, and that didn't work too well at all. And then stopped the methadone for a while, went through heck, and then read up on some Suboxone or whatnot, and supposedly it was supposed to be a lot better and easier to get off of, and come to figure out it's about the same.
It is, but I mean, ultimately, I mean, you get off of this. Do you have a strong desire to do that? Because you know it's going to be tough. I mean, you got to have a made up mind that you want to do this, not just kind of.
Yes, sir. I understand.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you get your mind made up, I would get somebody to coach you through it. And I would meet again with three different doctors, different clinics, and see if they give you the same response or not. You'll find one that will have the compassion and that will have the desire to be able to help you do that. And that's what you want. You know, you want someone that can really walk you through that, because there's no silver bullet, and there's no, oh, take these three things along the way and it'll kind of soften the blow a little bit. That's just not going to happen. You got to walk through it. It's not going to be fun. But when you get on the other side, obviously you'll get your life back, and nothing will be controlling you anymore, if you know what I mean. And that's what I want to see for you. It's just, I've known many people that have gone through this, and I've never seen an easy case, just like a breeze. It's tough. But again, you know, it seems like it's easy to get on, but it's tough to get off. But when you do, you'll get your life back, and you'll see. Just find a doctor that will work with you. That's my biggest piece of advice to you. Okay? 888-283-7272. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or will you forget?
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Go online to TeamLifestyle.com and call now. 888-283-7272.
Well, lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Go online, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make you part of the show. And yeah, you may want to ask a question, not just for you, but maybe it's for a family member, a loved one, someone that's dealing with something, and you want to give them an answer. Nothing more powerful than giving an answer to someone in need looking for help with their health. That's the greatest wealth, don't forget. Let's go to Larissa. Hi, Larissa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. My husband's been practicing a vegetarian diet for about the last 4 years, and he eats eggs and cheese and things like that, so he's not a vegan, but he does substitute with soy, and I've just read a lot of things that say that soy's not necessarily a great thing, and I was just wondering your take on that.
Definitely not. Without a shadow of a doubt. Soy, what it can do is it raises estrogen, which, as you know, is the female hormone, and lowers testosterone. So it does the opposite in a male of what we're wanting it to do. So it actually can turn a guy into a girly man really fast. And so getting estrogen down is a challenge enough because we have enough estrogens in our foods, from hormones, skincare products, water supply. We are just, I mean, as one gentleman said, it was a professor I heard in a seminar one time, and he said, we're swimming in a pool or a sea of estrogen. And it's because we have, I mean, there's estrogens in plastic bottles called xenoestrogens. It's all around us. So by eating soy, you are magnifying an issue that's already there. It says, really, I'm just not. There's too many other options. Is he willing to do fish and eggs at all?
He doesn't do fish, but he does do eggs pretty often. And I was wondering if mycoprotein is a good substitute instead of the soy.
It's okay. I still would do. If you're going to go that route, I always encourage people to do fish and eggs. I think fish is extremely important. And just the nutrients that we get from fish really is second to none. And when you're looking at, all the vegetables and all that go along with that are great. But the grains, I think, are too much. Vegetarians eat too much of. And I think you got to be careful with that. Fats are usually pretty good. So the nuts and the seeds and the almonds and the avocados and all that are usually really good. But, yeah, I mean, I just lay off the soy. If he's going to do any other kind of milk products or anything, consider coconut milk, unsweetened, of course. Goat's milk is always good. Those are your two top choices for that. But all the soy patties and veggie burgers and all that kind of stuff, throw it in the garbage can. I'm serious. Because it just has too much of an effect on the body in a negative way. And my gosh, as men, we do everything we can to maximize our testosterone levels, and the soy just takes it the other way. So those are the things I would look into, okay? Because, again, soy products are too easy to avoid. And if he could start doing the fish, I think that would be good. But eggs are great. Rice protein in there, I'll tell you, that from like a protein powder, pea protein is really good. So they make a protein powder made from peas. And you can find that. It actually tastes really good. They have different flavors. But the actual protein structure itself is really good. So if people are dealing with vegetarianism in there and they really want to go that direction, the pea protein is a great substitute. So I would definitely choose that over, without a doubt, over soy. But I would just steer clear a little bit on that side, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Harrison. Hi, Harrison.
Hello. How are you?
I'm living well. How can I help, sir?
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
When I was diagnosed with Meniere's syndrome several years ago, and since then I have noticed that, I guess this is kind of a self-diagnosis, I've experienced something that some people have called disembarkation syndrome. And
okay.
The local doctors that I've spoken with know very little about it and essentially say, well, there's nothing you can do about that. Just hope that it goes away. My symptoms are such that if I'm on a moving object, not a car as much as a boat or an airplane, at the end of the travel bit, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or 3 or 4 hours when I disembark, that movement or motion, I continue to feel, and it used to occur for maybe 12 hours. Now it lasts up to 2 weeks or more.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what have the physicians told you at this point?
They essentially said there's no treatment for that syndrome.
Technically, that's the case. There are some things that can be done. Elderberry has been known to be helpful. So it's, of course, an herbal supplement. And also, if you've never been to someone that does manipulation on the spine, especially in the upper cervical area, Dio's are really good at it. It's an osteopathic physician. Comes from more of a medical perspective. Chiropractic physicians are good, too. They're well-trained. That's kind of what they do. And you get somebody that really, really knows what they're doing, good at their craft, that can help out quite a bit. But the axis, which is the second cervical vertebra, and the atlas, those two, okay? The brainstem sits down in those two bones, and preferably more in the atlas. And if there is an issue at all in the brainstem, sometimes it can trigger some of those symptoms with Meniere's. So you might want to have just an evaluation done and see what can be done with one of those type doctors and just kind of have them take a look at it. I think you would be pleasantly surprised at what can happen because, yeah, I mean, technically in medicine, there is no quote-unquote treatment. So a lot of times they just say you got to suck it up, which doesn't really bode very well. I wouldn't want to hear that. I'm too proactive in my life with everything I do, so I would have to be doing something and be a part of something or doing something that's moving forward. So you might want to get a consultation with either one of those folks, and I think you might be pleasantly surprised at what you would find, especially in regards of treatment, okay? But keep me posted how that goes. I definitely want to hear about it. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. There's been a dramatic rise in the U.S. troops' suicides. Suicides among U.S. troops have averaged nearly one a day so far for this year, the highest rate since the nation went to war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Pentagon statistics show that 154 suicides among active duty troops in the first 155 days of 2012 are about 50% more than the number of U.S. troops killed in action in Afghanistan over the same period. Suicides in U.S. military leveled off in 2010 and 2011, and the dramatic increase so far this year has surprised some officials. The 154 suicides by active duty troops as of June 3rd is 18% higher than during the same period last year. The suicide offices of 45 providers in five states who provided free immunizations under the federal government's Vaccines for Children program. The investigators found that 76% of the providers stored the vaccines at temperatures that were either too hot or too cold, and 13% of the providers stored expired vaccines with non-expired vaccines, so they're kind of mixed in together. Improper storage could reduce the effectiveness of the vaccines and put children at risk of contracting serious diseases. Nationwide, about 44,000 offices and clinics participate in the Vaccines for Children program. So make sure to check in with your provider, your doctor that you're seeing, to make sure everything's all right and been stored properly. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Scotty. Hi, Scotty.
Hey.
How can I help?
Well, I was hoping to maybe find some truth in following a proper diet for my husband. He had the C. diff infection. We're 12 days out of the hospital, but the GI doctor said also that we could be dealing with more than one thing, like two, possibly the having gotten over the C. diff infection, now ulcerative colitis, or even possibly Crohn's colitis. He said he would have to follow him and follow a pattern to know for sure. But they sent us home with a diet to follow that just kind of totally goes against my nature. I've always been a fresh, abundant vegetable kind of cooking person. I either stir fry or blanch them and remove the water and let them just kind of steep a little bit in the heat so that you're having fresh vegetables. And we never eat more than meat portions three times a week. And so this diet that we're sent home with is, you know, six or more servings of white breads and pastas a day and only maybe two servings of vegetables. And then you're not supposed to eat any fresh vegetables. You're only supposed to eat canned and, you know, desserts like you want, and it's just the anti-inflammatory foods, like what you discuss in Empowering Your Health, is what I'm accustomed, the lifestyle I'm accustomed to eating, and I feel like I'm killing my husband by following.
Well, if he's dealing with that, and he's coming off of C. diff or dealing with C. diff, I mean, you've got a bacterial frenzy that's going on in his digestive tract. So putting the good bacteria back in, the probiotics are going to be really important. I would meet with a registered dietitian and get a second opinion and find one in your area and go get a full kind of profile. Not that you want to go against your doctor, but I'm just saying that dietitians typically have a real good grasp on coming up with game plans for that. But make sure you talk about probiotics, because when you're going through any type of treatment for C. diff, you also want to make sure that you keep the probiotics high, critical. We'll be right back.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and well-being that lasts for hours with my busy and demanding schedule. I'm finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. Feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Whey after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Welcome back to the show. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Jonathan, we're going to you. How can I help?
Yeah, man, I am 29 years old, and for the past maybe 5 years, I have had chronic pain in my upper back, my wrist, ankles, appendages, you know, fingers. And I've been to probably 4 neurologists. I went to actually one of the country-renowned spinal doctor, had MRIs, CAT scans, all of the above. And, you know, nobody can find the cause of the pain that I'm having. I'm on, you know, so I take Cymbalta. You know, that maybe a little bit helps with the pain.
Okay.
For the past 4 or 5 years, I've taken probably 6 300-milligrams Neurontin, and now it's got to where I take anywhere from 3 to 5, you know, Lorazep 7.5. And I don't want to be on any of this medication, and every physician I go to, some say it may be fibromyalgia. Some say nobody really can give me a definite clue to what's going on. It's like the mystery problem that I'm having, but it's chronic pain. Like last night I woke up at 3 a.m. in chronic pain in my joints and, you know, my upper back.
You have a hard time sleeping all the time if it wasn't for the pain?
No, I really don't. Like, I go to sleep, I can go to sleep very fast, and usually I sleep all throughout the night. And usually it's when I wake up in the morning, it's like, you know, I'm 29, and when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I'm, you know, like I'm an old man, because I have to, you know, my feet are so sore. It feels like if I was the Tin Man in the Wizard of Oz, I would need oil to oil
right,
myself
right.
to start to move.
What does your diet look like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Actually, I do not eat breakfast. You know, usually I get up, go to work. You know, lunch is usually, I usually eat like fruit, a salad, maybe some chicken. Dinner, you know, I eat pretty healthy. And, I mean, I'm a healthy person. No drugs, no alcohol.
You skip breakfast, which is a big, big deal.
Yeah.
And so you wake up with high levels of cortisol. Let me explain this to you. You wake up when you fast all night because you're sleeping. Okay, cortisol goes through the roof. So you got high amounts of cortisol. You wake up in the morning. You drink coffee?
Yeah, I drink about 3 cups of coffee a day.
Okay, that's beautiful. Just remember this. Every time you drink a cup of coffee and you deal with chronic pain at any level, it's like throwing gasoline on a fire. That's what coffee is. So you wake up in the morning. You don't eat breakfast. And your cortisol is already elevated. One cup of coffee elevates cortisol for 7 hours after you drink it. So your cortisol levels are just in an uproar all day long, nonstop. And with 3 cups of coffee, I mean, you're just going to compound that problem. So when you eat foods in the morning, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, like if you had 3 eggs in the morning, cooked in coconut oil or butter, and you had some berries or some good, you know, a couple of oranges, that would actually shut down or begin to blunt the cortisol levels. And then have a snack in between that, small snack, maybe a handful of almonds and another piece of fruit, or maybe something quick like a protein shake, and then lunch. Have some meat or fish and vegetables, some healthy fats. Another snack in the mid-afternoon, dinner, meat, vegetables, fish, vegetables, whatever. And that would be a balanced day, even though, you know, that's eating 5 times a day. Smaller meals, but it makes a big difference. Let me tell you why. If you don't get the nutrition that you need, then the body can't produce hormones that it needs to produce. It can't produce brain chemistry that it needs to produce. For example, we know for a fact in medicine that when serotonin levels get low, which is why you're taking Cymbalta, and which is why you're taking some of the medications that you're taking, because even though it can affect pain, it can also affect serotonin. They kind of go hand in hand. And so we know when serotonin levels go down, pain goes up in the body. The big fibromyalgia diagnosis is heavily linked to low serotonin. Low serotonin will also keep you from sleeping through the night. You can go to sleep like it's no big deal at all, but you wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning. And so serotonin typically can be the root cause of why you're dealing with something like that. Have you gone through anything in the last, 5 years or so that's been pretty tough emotionally? I mean, just kind of from a personal level?
Yeah, it's like you almost want to give up because nobody exactly knows what's going on with you.
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, have you gone through something, meaning a divorce or loss of a loved one? I mean, have you gone through anything significant emotionally in the last 5 years?
In the past 3 years, gone through a spouse, heavy alcoholism and drug addiction.
Okay. And so I guess that relationship is no longer, right?
And actually, it is. They're sober. They're about a year sober now. I stuck with it through it with them, and
it was kind of just.
It was hard. It was really tough, definitely emotionally. And now I agree, like, stress played a huge part of it. But now, like, I'm truly now for the past year, truly stress free, happy person all the time.
Okay. Just know the reason I'm asking or kind of going through that with you is when you go through a tough time like that with someone, like a spouse or whatever, and you walk through that, it really, really takes a toll on your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is like a computer, and we really can't control it that much. It does things to the body we don't even know. It's kind of like there's our conscious mind where we can put on our happy face and we can make it all okay, but there's that subconscious part that really we can't control. That could have lowered your serotonin levels. There's a lot in my book I talk about raising serotonin. There's a lot of foods that can raise it. There's supplementation that can raise serotonin. The medicine manages, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. You always want to stick with that. But you have to come up with a good game plan long term to build those levels back up, because it's kind of like now you're living in the aftermath, even though you're doing okay, of what happened over the last 3 years. And believe it or not, the mind plays a bigger role over the body than just about anything else. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.